T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rob Fisher is a dapper man, gentleman and a scholar. Got some pre and post Memphis Grizzlies sidelines on Bally Sports. He is our man. He joins us now. Fish, what's up, baby?
Gentlemen, always great to visit with you. Things are good. The Grizz are rolling. Feeling good about it.
Yeah, man, there's a lot to get to. Lots to get to there, man. Let's start with the past and work our way up to the present, because I think it's important to celebrate the moments that come in an 82-game season. That win on Monday night, for me, it was as big a statement as the Grizzlies have made over the last several years. It's not going to be held up as a win over the Warriors. It's not going to be held up as a win over the Celtics or anything like that. But who was on the floor for the Grizzlies when it happened and against the team that it happened against? I find that to be a resounding statement. What did you think just being in the building and watching those Grizzlies pull that off against a healthy Heat team?
Well, I think I was like most people who walked in the gym that night. Just didn't expect that. And not only didn't expect that, didn't know what sort of game to even expect. You know, I mean, Miami, because of their physicality, because of how they defend, I mean, frankly, they can be a boring team to watch. And, you know, and then going up against the shorthanded Grizzlies, you thought, wow, what kind of game is this going to be? And it was highly entertaining. And obviously for the Grizzlies to get the win made it even more special. I say this about Ja all the time. It doesn't shock me anymore that they are able to do this. But it's fun. It's fun to be along for the ride and to go through it, because it was I feel for the people who were coming to the arena that night. I mean, it was a loud crowd. They were energized, and I mean, you feel bad for the fans who are coming out. You know, they want to see Ja, and they want to see Jaren, and you want to see the team at full strength. And then you find out earlier in the day that nobody's playing. And so, I mean, you didn't know what sort of atmosphere you'd have in the arena. I mean, everything was so much better than anything you could have expected on Monday night. And it makes it a huge win, because, you know, every win is big at this point. And with the standings the way that they are, you want to just gather as many as you possibly can. And Monday night, I think going into it, no one really expected that was going to be one.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, but to me, that's what makes tonight a huge game, because you don't want to give that one back. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a steal that you had Monday night. And now you're taking on a team that, well, let's be honest, if you want to be a top, four seed in the Western Conference, this is a type of team that you need to beat. And if you give that back tonight, then, it takes away what you did Monday night. So, I'm excited about tonight's game. It's weird. Last night I was up, preparing for the game, and I got myself all fired up thinking about, the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Dylan Brooks matchup, and the Grizzlies needing to come off that win on Monday and almost validate it. You don't want to take that step back, and all of a sudden if you get this win and you've won 4 in a row, and you'd win 6 out of 7, and and now look at the standings, and you're creeping up towards that top spot. We've said it all along. If you win three or four in a row, you could make a lot of headway in the Western Conference right now, and the Grizzlies are in the process of doing that.
Another one of the things that I'm right with you, Rob, in terms of things I'm excited about tonight, too, the we hope, right, debut of Zaire Williams, though he's been, that's not necessarily in concrete, but it was upgraded to questionable, just in terms of what he could bring, right, what kind of boost he could give you. And listen, I know the cliche thing is to say, well, give him some time, you're going to ramp it up, and that's certainly been the case. But Jaren didn't need much time. No, Jaren's played a lot more games. I'm just saying this doesn't necessarily have to be a thing where it's a slow ramp-up for Zaire. Just expectations for you, how excited are you to see him? What are you expecting in year two for him now that hopefully he's back?
Yeah, I think the good thing about the Grizzlies medical staff is, you know, although we sit there and we wait for these guys to come back, like Zaire in this situation, I think the one thing that they do very well is that guys don't come back until they're ready to come back.
Yes.
So I don't expect it's going to be, we'll get him in there and, you know, we'll hide him and play him a couple of minutes and then tomorrow a couple more. No, when these guys are ready to go, they're ready to go. So I expect Zaire, if he's ready tonight and is active tonight, that he's going to have a full load. And, I'm excited to see. There was so much thought in the offseason of, you know, who's going to be the guy that takes that next step like Desmond Bane did last year. And, you know, I thought Zaire would be the answer. He was the easy answer there. So I'm excited to see what's next for him. I'm excited to see him on the floor because he has gotten taller and bigger. You know, how's that going to add to his game? It's weird because it's like it was last year. When these guys are out as long as they are, but the team is successful and winning, it's not that you forget about them, but you just – you do. You kind of forget about him. Mm-hmm. and what he can add to the team. And so now coming back, it's a welcome addition. And the next man up mentality has been great for the Grizzlies. But man, wouldn't you just like to see one time where they don't have to play with the next man up?
Yes.
And play with the lineup and be healthy and hopefully we're getting a lot closer to that.
How key is, you know, because we talk about this enterprise about the Grizzlies, and it is an ever forward looking enterprise. But, you know, look, you look at championship teams in the past, before Jordan Poole was the Jordan Poole we know him as today, you know, like he was a guy that they drafted and that they developed, and look what he turned into. How key is Zaire as a top 10 pick, you know, to the enterprise and to the Grizzlies sort of becoming, you know, their best selves?
Well, I think he's, it's a good question, and I think it goes back to what I was just talking about. I don't know because I've kind of forgotten.
It's fair,
but I think he'll be able to remind us quickly. He's a big part of it. He's a big part of it, and you know I think when you talk about the team and the team moving forward and the team, you know, the losing, because it's still brought up despite being 15-9. And being off to a good start, it's still brought up about losing the Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson.
Right. Right.
Well, this could alleviate that a lot because now all of a sudden you add this guy that can handle the ball a little bit, can score a little bit, can defend a little bit, can do a little bit of everything, can be Swiss Army knife-ish like those guys were. You know, it's kind of a role that you've missed with the team with those guys being gone. And every time we talk about them being gone, all we talk about is, well, the rookies replacing them. Mm-hmm. Well, what about Zaire Williams replacing them? So I think he can be a huge addition. I think the trajectory of the team and the future of the team, I wouldn't say it relies on Zaire Williams, but I think Zaire Williams is a big part of it. In the depth of this team, it's a big part of it. And the depth is something that has been so key in this team's success over the last couple of years. You know, the biggest thing about losing Kyle Anderson and DeAnthony Melton was not that you're needing to replace them. It's that your depth, the depth took a hit. And now when you have injuries to Desmond Bane and Zaire Williams and all these guys, it's like, it's not necessarily next man up. It's like the next man up. So getting these guys back, how much it helps, you know, your starting lineup is one thing, but how much the depth can be, you know, increased and can be better. You know, you get these guys back and the roles that these guys have played, and all of a sudden they're smaller and even, you know, more, you know, you think of like John Conchar, a guy who's getting 20 minutes a game and whose role has increased this year. Well, now all of a sudden, if his role goes down just a little, what he's done in the time that he plays, now all of a sudden it's a smaller amount of time. It makes him better. It makes the team better. So, you know, I'm excited about it. Obviously, we're excited about when Desmond Bane comes back. But, man, this team, to be where they're at today with what they've gone through and not played their starting lineup one game this season, I think it's incredible. You know, last year the 9-10 start, and then you took off from there. Well, this year, not only have they just, you know, stayed above ground with these guys being out, they've been better than that. And, you know, to see where they're at in the standings and to see who's been out and who hasn't played, to think when they come back how good this team could be. It's not out of the question to think that they could be the best team in the NBA.
No, you're not, Dr. Rob, but you see a lot more than we do, and I'll take your gut here. How close do you think we are on Bane? Do you think it's before Christmas? I know boots off, done a little, you know, shooting, worked out sometimes, but just based on what you've seen, how close are we, do you think?
I would hope before Christmas.
Okay.
It's been kind of odd because you haven't gotten firm answers on how close he is. You just keep getting the same answer of, well, you know, we're another week in, and, you know, so it's time to reevaluate. But there haven't been really firm answers. But I think the progress has been good. We've seen him out on the floor during pregame, getting warm-ups in. You know, the shot looks good. He's getting shots up. It's a matter with that sort of injury. Oh, excuse me. With that sort of injury, it's tough to know when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because it might feel good, but you're not pushing off of it. You're not, you know, you're not having that burst. You're just kind of going through motions. So it might feel ready, but it might not be ready. So I think it's kind of a scary injury in that way, that it's kind of like a hamstring that, you know, you don't want to push it, and you want to make sure that it's right before you do push it. My expectation would be before Christmas. You know, you're talking about a 3 to 4 week deal that they talked about at the beginning, and I guess it's at about three and a half now. So I would hope within the next couple of weeks. We still got 3 weeks for Christmas. I would think it'll be before then, and that's just a gut and that's just a guess. But again, I think the Grizzlies are taking their time, making sure he'll be 100% when he comes back, and giving it a little extra time. And I think they have the luxury to do that right now, especially with the way that they're playing. So I hope it's before Christmas. Mike, I would expect it to be before Christmas.
Last thing on Grizz, Rob, before we turn you to some college football. You'd mentioned big jumps, and we're all hoping for that for Zaire in year two. Santi Aldama's made a hell of a jump. And maybe it's just me getting giddy or naive, but I've had to reshape everything that I think he could be in the NBA. Maybe it's too early again. Maybe I'm guilty of that. But 18-10 in that Miami game, you know, for the most – he's 21 years old, I think about to turn 22 in January. Here's my question for you, Rob. Because I'm starting to lean this way. Can he be a starting power forward in the starting and productive power forward in this league, whether it's with the Grizzlies eventually, you shift over Jaren, or with someone else? I'm just seeing a guy that's getting more comfortable by the game, and maybe the, you know, how good he can be keeps going up by the game. What do you think of Santi?
I've been surprised. You know, that question that I mentioned earlier about who's going to take that leap this year, I thought in the offseason the easy answer would be Zaire Williams.
Yep.
It stunned me at media days that every player and every coach you asked about who's going to take that leap, they all said Santi Aldama.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where is Santi Aldama? Really? I mean, okay, maybe we're just saying that because he's going to have to start here early in the season
right,
with Jaren out, and maybe they're just trying to pump him up. But he's been unbelievable. I mean, fantastic the way that he's fit in. he looks like a different player, and I think a lot of it has to come down to confidence that he's playing with.
Yep.
And, you know, because I don't think you saw that confidence last year. And what's been key, too, you ask about him starting. His production as a starter and as a bench guy have been the same. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like he's, you know, taking a big step back or a big step forward, either role that he's in. He's coming out and he's playing and he's ready to shoot and he's got confidence in his shot. And I think that's the biggest thing that we've seen different this year than what we've seen last year, the confidence he has in his shot. Last year, you could see him with the Memphis Hustle and how confident he played. You could see how confident he played during his warm-up periods. And then in the game, it just wasn't the same. This year it is. And I think that step that he's taken has been incredible. Can he be a guy that can start in the league? I think he's showing he can. I mean, especially at his age and the jump that he's made from last year to this year.
Yep.
And to think of what that next jump can be, there's no reason to think that he couldn't be that sort of guy. And, you know, it's just another guy that we talk about the Grizzlies' depth.
It's crazy.
And how important he can be for this team's success. And he's been incredible. I mean, he's been more than what we could have expected this year, for sure.
100%. We're talking to Rob Fisher, pre and post for the Memphis Grizzlies sideline on Bally Sports. I'm going to turn you to college football here. College football playoff is set. Which of these, and I will say it's kind of interesting because, you know, the line on the TCU-Michigan game has flown down. It's settled in at 7.5 now. I think it opened at 10.5, 9.5, something along those lines. And then Georgia holding steady at 6.5. What do you think about these matchups here? Which one is closer? Do you give the dogs a shot in either of these games at least to cover?
I think if I had to pick one where the dog may cover, it'd be the TCU-Michigan game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Georgia's going to wax Ohio State. I think they'll be able to name their number against the Buckeyes just because of their physicality.
Yep.
So I think Michigan-TCU could be better. Now, I think it could go the other in the Michigan-TCU game. You know, TCU's been a team all season that they like to go toe-to-toe with you.
Yes, they do.
And they can score with you. I mean, it's amazing. 9 of their games this season have been decided by 10 or fewer points. 9. Have been decided by 10 or fewer. Michigan, 2 games have been decided by 10 or fewer points. So Michigan's defense allows them to blow people out, plus Jim Harbaugh. Got to love Jim Harbaugh and the respect I have for him for going out and trying to cover week in and week out.
Yes, he does. He certainly does.
So you got to give him a lot of props for that. So Michigan has that ability to run away and hide. But TCU is a good football team, and TCU is a team that they've kept it close throughout the year. They play in these close games. They just make it tough on you, and they give themselves a chance to win, which more often than not this year, they were able to pull off the victories at the end of games. I don't know if they have enough to pull off the victory against this Michigan defense, which is top 5 in the country, but I'd give them a better shot of keeping it close than I would Ohio State.
All right. What about Deion? It's just your gut on him. Did it surprise you like it did us that he took Colorado? I guess since we've seen the numbers and stuff, a little bit less surprised. But what's Deion going to do out in Colorado in your eyes?
I hope he's good. I mean, I think he's good for college football.
Agreed.
You know, and he's I hope he succeeds. I don't like him being there just because it feels like that's a dead-end job. And they're just stuck mm-hmm. in the middle of the Pac-12 where no one even really thinks about them.
Mm-hmm.
So it did surprise me because I thought there'd be some other opportunities for him that might be a little bit better than this one.
Me too.
But, you know, good for him. And if he can do it at Colorado, he's not going to be there long either. And he'll be able to name his job. So I hope it works. I hope he does because I think Deion Sanders is great for the game.
No doubt about that. Hey, Fish, you're great
Thank
for the game.
Thank you so much,
Appreciate
brother.
You, man.
Love your work, man.
Fellas, always a pleasure. Anytime.
Talk soon. Yes. He is Rob Fisher, sideline for the Memphis Grizzlies, pre and post. Shoot 360, you need a Christmas gift idea? I know a lot of you out there. I was asking my wife last night. I'm like, what do you want? What do you need? She goes, a treadmill. Well, all right, I'll get you a treadmill. If you want a treadmill, I'll get you a treadmill. She said it, not me.
We need to be sending her to Shoot 360. They got the machines out there.
Yeah, we can take her out to Shoot 360. She'll love that. If you love basketball, if you have somebody in your life that does, perfect place to get them a membership. Get better at the dribbling drills, passing drills, shooting drills. It's all out there at Shoot 360. You'll love it. Your niece, your nephew, son, daughter, they're going to love it. Take them out there, see for yourself, Shoot 360.
Yeah, they got a bunch of membership levels as well. Can do a one-year commitment, 12 months at $130 a month. That's a great deal. And they've got everything out there, so much so that our man Thad Young is an investor. He's a smart man. He knows when something's going to be a monster success, and it's the future of basketball training. He realizes that's going to have his kids who are playing now, Thad Jr., playing on this technology as well that Steph and Clay use to perfect their shot. Again, it's not just the shot, though, as John said, the ball handling, the passing's all going to get better. They're going to get sucked in, your kids, because it's so interactive, just like a video game. You're loving it because they're getting better and having fun. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future is now at Shoot 360. You need to go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive in Cairoville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.